getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. It's another Tim Zumpa Hour right here on your radio dial or your computer dial. I don't know, computers don't even have dials, do they? But anyway, you could be listening on a computer or a device of some sort, a pad or a, I don't know, what do they have? They have pads, iPads, iPods, they have, I don't know, all kinds of gizmos. Anyway, glad to have you along on the Oompa Hour. I don't care how you're listening to the show this week. Another batch of exciting old-time records. In fact, a batch of records so exciting, I can't even decide which record to play first. I got two records ready to go. And I can't decide which gear to shift into. It's going to be a tough one, I'm telling you. A lot of bands we've never heard on the show before, like these guys that are going to start it out here, the Pavlik Brothers, with what may be the shortest record we've ever played on the show. I don't know, I'll look at it after we're done playing it, because I already got the record on the turntable, and it's not facing me, so I can't read it. But anyway, Pavlik Brothers to get us rolling with the Wisconsin Polka. That is the Pavlik Brothers, and that is the Wisconsin Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, let's take a look here and see how long was that. I can't see that. The writing is too small. Hang on. This calls for the double reading glasses. All right. That was a minute and 25 seconds, for Pete's sake, for the Wisconsin Polka from the Pavlik Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and let's move on to somebody else we've never played on the show before. We have Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band. Now, you may not know what the Thumb Area is, and I'm going to tell you. If you look at the state of Michigan, it looks like a big mitten. It does. Look at a map of Michigan. It looks like a big mitten. And that part of Michigan, that peninsula there that sticks out on the eastern side, is the Thumb Area of Michigan. Because if Michigan were a mitten, that's the Thumb Area on that other side. I kid thee not. And we have Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band from Michigan doing the Thanks for a Wonderful Evening Polka.
we share together will always be on my mind. Thanks for the wonderful memories, laughter and joy that we share. Your goodnight kisses just send me what you do, love you and care.
Thanks for a wonderful evening, Polka. There you go. From the Thumb Area of Michigan, Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where we always try to play bands from all over the United States, Canada, any place we get them, as long as it's old-time music, and really try to mix up the styles, mix up the ethnicities and all that. From Wyandotte, Michigan. Those guys, I don't even know if that's in the Thumb Area of Michigan. Do I have my map here? No, I do not, he says. You know, it's going to be kind of a boring show this week because I don't have very much to complain about. Normally, I'm complaining about the weather, mostly here in northern Minnesota, where we do the Oompa Hour every week. And like last week, we had 30-some degrees below zero in the morning. That was not the wind chill. We discussed that. Today, 30 degrees. Later, they're talking 40 degrees. Highly unusual, and it will be well below zero before winter's over. This is just a moment of insanity. Maybe it's some accidental global warming. I don't know what it is, but it's 70 degrees warmer than it was a week ago when I did this show, and it's still below freezing. What is the deal with that, you know? We're only a couple hours from Embarrass, Minnesota. And International Falls, my daughter lives in International Falls, the nation's icebox. They're all for global warming. They have no problem with that. And I tell people, it's global warming, it's terrible stuff, or climate change, whatever you want to call it, it's terrible stuff, we got to stop this. You know, if it was not for climate change, right now I would be sitting on a glacier doing this show surrounded by woolly mammoths. So, you know, it's not like it's anything new. All right, let's get back to some music here. Enough of that political baloney. Let's get back to some tunes here. How about the Imperials? Joe Rishitar helping them out. This is the Baby Doll Polka.
All you do is cry all day. Here's a nickel, go and play. Go and buy some bubble gum. Hurry back and give me some, cause you are my baby doll. Won't you be my baby doll? I love you, my baby doll. You're my sweetheart now. You are my baby doll. Won't you be my baby doll? I love you, my baby doll. You're my sweetheart.
Sweetheart, now.
As you hear that there, I kind of snuck in on him a little bit there. Ooh, gotta be careful. Baby Doll Polka, the Imperials with Joe Recitar helping him out. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show where we're going to fit in more records than ever because I got less complaining to do and we got shorter records to play this week. I don't know what's up with that, but I'm just going to keep them rolling. Art Walunas and the orchestra. Here's the Chicken Polka. In the orchestra, that's the Chicken Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along. Don't forget that Oompa Hour. It's the Oompa Hour. Hotline phone number if you want to make a request, ask for a dedication, maybe do a birthday song, whatever. You can call us on the Oompa Hour hotline, area code 218-259-2985. So put that in your speed dial next time you think of a song or you have a question about a record, you want to hear a certain band or something, by all means, leave a message on the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. We should get a singing jingle that sings the phone number. Then I wouldn't have to remember this little note that reminds me what it is, you know? All right, more music. This is a cooking version of the clarinet polka here. I'm telling you, snappy one. This is Rex Allen. Thank you. Holy cow, Rex Allen there, clarinet polka, here on the old Oompa Hour, where all we do is sit in front of the record player once a week for about an hour and play fun old-time records, just like that one there, here on the show. Hey, don't forget you can email us, too, oompahour@aol.com. We'll get your email message to us. And also Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour will do the job. I almost forgot we got to do a commercial now and then. I got to talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and encourage you to pay them a visit. Stop by, check it out. It's an amazing place. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a beautiful concert hall there, and they give beautiful concerts in that concert hall. They always have an active activity calendar, events and things going on in the spring and summer and fall. So check that out. It's on their website, worldofaccordions.org is where you can find all that information. Take a look at some pictures, learn about the history and all that. A lot more than just a bunch of accordions, though. They have a accordion technician and repair school, one of the few places in the world where you can learn that skill. They have a vast amount of memorabilia, advertising, music, history, history on families and musicians going back hundreds of years. It's an amazing place. Right there, Superior, Wisconsin, Belknap Street, just before you can jump onto Highway 61 and head up the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find all the informations, okay? Tiny Bubbles, big hit record for Don Ho. You know, with a very Hawaiian feel to it. Tiny Bubbles in the wine. And I know we've had the Shimoleskis do Tiny Bubbles, but now I think it's a good time to have Art Perko do Tiny Bubbles, huh?
Makes me fine.
Tiny bubble.
Makes me warm all over. With a feeling I'm gonna love you till the end of time. La 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 la.
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 With a feeling I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
There's Art Perko and the boys and Tiny Bubbles, polka style, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And I'm just going to keep rolling here. I'm not complaining about nothing. Well, maybe I will later. We'll see. I got a couple things, but we'll see. The Mary's Knockin' Polka. Now, there is a popular little ditty, and here's the Alvin Stasinski version of it.
Take me once more, take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking rocking each night and day, until you tell me that I can say, that I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. On Johnny's door, please, my dear Johnny, take me once more. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking each night and day, until you tell me that I can stay, that I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you.
Mary's Knockin' Polka there, Alvin Stasinski here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Cranking out the old-time records for you like we do every week in the show, and if it's the first time you've been here, we are, we're particularly glad to have you along with us this week. So tell your friends and everybody join us here on the same place for the Oompa Hour every week, whether you listen to the radio or a podcast or a stream or, I don't know, all the different ways you can listen to stuff these days. And, drop a note or an email or smoke signals or flag signals or just throw a snowball in their direction at the radio station where you're hearing this and let them know you like hearing the Oompa Hour. And anything else that they may play, because you would think that radio people would get a lot of feedback from the public, but not always so much. So, yeah, give them a holler and let them know you're digging the show and anything else that they have on their radio station that you enjoy. Let them know about it, because, you know, a lot of times they're not making any money doing this. But they're just glad to hear from you. It gives them a purpose to turn it up every week, you know. Now, you know, we do a waltz every week here in the Oompa Hour, at least one, sometimes more than one. I have Eddie Zima and the orchestra up here in the waltz tempo department today. This is Lucy's Wisconsin Waltz. There you go, Lucy's Wisconsin Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, as we just keep rolling out the old-time music for you this week. I was going to complain about something, but I'm doing some research on it to be sure I can't possibly be wrong first. Because you don't want to, yeah, anyway, you know how that goes. Now, this next record, I was actually going to play the other side of this 45. It was Yashu Found the Kishka is what's on the other side of the record. Then I noticed what's on this side of the record, and this was a far more weird song. The Maddie's Brothers doing this one with Friends Like You. Who needs enemies?
Baby, what you doing with that knife? I was always quiet and kind of shy. John Smith is my name. I dug that Pocahontas chick and thought she felt the same. I sent my friend John Alden, who turned out to be a fraud. Instead of speaking up for me, he carried off the broad. Two most trusted friends to stay and watch the store. When I returned to carry on, they threw me out the door.
Brothers with Friends Like You, Who Needs Enemies? On Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, spinning great old-time records for you, as we do every week on the show. Glad you're along with us. And, okay, I'm going to start my complaining. We saw the movie Hidden Figures. The wife and I went and saw it this past weekend. Fabulous movie. I recommend you go see the movie, okay? No doubt about it. But I'm one of those people who goes to a movie and then sits there, and I notice the props, and I notice the cars, and I notice what's being said. And when a movie is set in like the early 1960s, as this movie is, I notice things. And I'm like, don't they hire people at these major motion picture studios whose job it is to be sure that the props and the things used in the movie are correct to the era? I'm trying to remember the examples here. Because here's a mistake. And this is not necessarily an era mistake, but there it's about the ladies that are behind the scenes in the space program, doing all the computating and the numbers and the figuring to make sure that these spaceships fly when they're supposed to and the rockets land where you want them to. And I don't want to give away the movie, but they're at NASA, and there's a scene. And if you go to the movie, I want you to watch for this, where they're getting ready for a launch. And you know how, if you remember the old space launches, it was a big deal back in the day. And I'm looking at the next record I'm going to play, and I'm getting sidetracked. Pay attention, dummy. Okay, I will. And the news, they always have the newscaster there, you know, and he's down on the shoreline where you can see where they're going to launch the rocket ship in the background. We're here at Cape Canaveral. We're getting ready to spin this rocket ship, blah, blah, blah. And he tells us that the astronauts will be orbiting at an altitude of 116 miles an hour. I'm telling you, no lie. He clearly said they will be flying at an altitude of 116 miles an hour. You cannot measure altitude in miles an hour. It doesn't make any sense. And I thought, well, maybe they're flying at an altitude of 116 miles, and he was just kind of ad-libbing the an hour part, and they didn't catch it. But that's not even where you go to in low Earth orbit. I mean, I guess it's close, but anyway, it drove me nuts. I practically stood up in the theater and yelled. My wife is like, shut up. I'm like, that sentence made no sense. So that's just one of the little cultural problems in the movie. And I'll tell you about another one after we hear another waltz, just because I have Whoopi John. And normally, we hear Lil Wally do this song. This was, I don't know, do polka records have hits? I mean, the Lil Wally version of this was a huge record. But this is the Whoopi John version. I wish I was single again. Whoopi John and his orchestra. I wish I was single again on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We gather every week. We play old-time records for an hour or so. Hang on to your hats, because we still got a little while to go yet today. We haven't had anybody singing in Polish yet today, have we? No, we haven't. I think it's about time. Ed Gucka and his Polish Canadians and the We're Happy Polka.
Wódkę mam, piwo mam, jest do wypicia. Wesoło, wesoło jest na Majdana. Dziewczyny, dziewczyny są do kochania. Wesoło, wesoło jest na Majdana. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. Hey! Zaśpiewam, zaśpiewam, jak muzyka gra. Wesoło, wesoło jest na Majdana. Orkiestra, co Polki gra, to jest najlepsza. Wesoło, wesoło jest na Majdana. Hej! La la la, la la la, la 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 la. La la la, la la la, la 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 la.
Ed Gucka and his Polish Canadians, we're Happy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. How we doing? Okay, I'll tell you about another complaint I have with the movie. We saw the movie Hidden Figures. That's another cultural error. I don't know, and maybe somebody who's even more of a car nut can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but here's the deal. The three main ladies in the movie are seen quite often driving around in a four-door 1957 Chevrolet. And in all the scenes where they're driving this car, the gear shift is in the way up position. All right, like if you're looking in the front windshield of the car at the person who's driving the car, you're in front of them on the hood, looking directly in at them. You can see the gear shift lever is as far up as it can be, which means two things. Either the car is in park, if it's an automatic transmission, or the car is in reverse or second gear, if it's a stick shift, right? There's no other options. Even if it's a two-speed power glide, all the way up is not where drive is. You still got to come down a couple notches. I know the Perndl changed from the early 50s to later in the 50s, but I even double-checked and looked it up. I looked up all the 57 Chevys I could find and all the shift indicators I could find. There is no car where normal driving is with the gear shift all the way up. So there's one scene where they're following a police car that's giving them an escort to work because they're late, and it's driving fast, and they're driving fast down the highway, and they can hardly keep up, and the gear shift is all the way up in the scene. It's got to be, they had to have shot that in a parked car and dubbed in the background or something, but I'm like, the car's in park! How can they possibly be driving down the highway and holding on for dear life? Or the car is in reverse, or it's in second. And then if it's in second, then you're reminded of that song Beep Beep from 1958 by the Playmates, where they're singing about the little Nash Rambler catching up to the Cadillac, and at the end of the song, it turns out they're going over 100 miles an hour, and the guy in the Rambler is like, I'm stuck in second gear. Great song, but not an old-time song, so I'm not going to play it. But anyway, that was another little detail in the movie that drove me nuts, but still, great movie. I encourage y'all to see it. It was weird, though, because when we went to see it, everybody in the theater was not young. That's a polite way of saying they were old farts like us. By us, I mean me and the wife. I don't know about you, but but yeah, it was all, you know, mature people. There were no high school age kids or college age kids. And I think that it's really important that younger people see this movie. Vitally important, as a matter of fact. So I was a little disappointed. I was a little bit surprised, though, that when the movie was over, there was a round of applause from the theater attendees. That does not happen very often. So anyway, I actually had a call on the Oompa Hour hotline. I had a message waiting for me. Somebody would like to hear Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And that's an easy request to accommodate. I have them doing, it's called Oompa Town's Favorites, and it's kind of a medley anyway, and they're from Wisconsin too, Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. So here they are with Oompa Town's Favorites. I guess all the favorites are in this one song. Thank you. There you have it, Rainbow Valley Dutchman, Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman there, and Oompa Town's favorites here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Menasha, Wisconsin is from the where the Rainbow Valley Dutchman are from on Pleasant Peasant Records with what appears to be a picture of a French horn on the record label. I always thought that was odd. Did they put out records that had a lot of French horns in them? Because there are no French horns in these polkas that I'm aware of. You know, we really need to do a Frankie Yankovic record, I think, but first we'll do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you we'd have a Frankie Yankovic coming up, and by golly, we do. Here's Frankie and the Yanks and the Town Tap Polka. Yankovic, Town Tap Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, and here we are playing old-time records on the show like we do every week. And for any of you may be new to the show, I mentioned this right along and probably irritates people who are regular listeners, but really everything we play on this show is an actual phonograph record. We never play a CD or an MP3 or anything like that. This is all genuine records, mostly 45s here on the Oompa Hour every week. So that's why you might hear a little scratch or a weird record, even an occasional skip. I try to catch all those beforehand and either scrape the gook off the records or just don't play them. But it's always records here on the Oompa Hour. That's how you hear the songs that are not readily available other places like this one. I'm telling you, there's a polka for every possible topic and category. Marv Herzog has one. This is the Unsuccessful Lover's Polka.
Oh. haben doch gesagt.
Holla, wie, holla,
ho. Dass sie kein fein Stiefchen hab.
Holla, wie, ho.
Lass sie reden, schweige still. Holla, hi, holla, ho. Kann ja lieben, wen ich will. Holla, hi, ho. Sag mir, Leute, was das ist. Für ein Lieben ist
Holla, Dia, ho.
Ich lieb die Krieg nicht. Holla, hi, holla, ho. Und ne andere mag ich nicht. Holla, Dia, ho. Wenn mein Liebchen Hochzeit hat
Holla, Dia, ho.
Hab ich meinen Trauertag
Holla, Dia, ho.
Understand a word they're singing, Marv Herzog and the Unsuccessful Lovers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I like to think that someplace, somewhere, there's somebody who speaks German and they're just laughing at that song. Or maybe it's a terribly sad song. I have absolutely no idea. But it is Marv Herzog anyway. And as long as we're not understanding any of the lyrics, how about the Red Beer Polka with Bill's Polka Boys? I get it. That means it's my turn. It just seemed short. I don't know. Ed's Bill's Polka Boys, Red Beer Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where even when I goof up, it gets in the show, because this is all recorded live, and all this music's coming off phonograph records here on the Oompa Hour. So, hey, when the DJ screws up, you all get to hear it. So now, this one fascinates me. I did not know there was a Polka World's Fair. Or is there a polka music contest at the World's Fair? I don't know. This record is the East Side Hop. It's by the Buffalo High Notes, and it says Polka World's Fair Contest Winners on the record under the name of the band. So I don't know, but apparently they must be really, really good if they were the World's Fair Polka winners. So here they are, the Buffalo High Notes and the East Side Hop. Oh, That is the second record in the show this week that caught me off guard with a whistle blowing in it that I'm like, what whistle? Where's that coming from? Anyway, the East Side Hop there, the Buffalo High Notes, and it says right here, Polka World's Fair Contest Winners, which makes me want to figure out now if there's something called the Polka World's Fair, because if there is, I don't know anything about it. But I tell you what, we're out of time for another edition of the Oompa Hour. I was kind of hoping I could squeak in another short record, but I couldn't find a short one that was short enough that would fit in here, so I guess we'll have to roll the theme song and see what we can come up with for next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and the International Polka Association. Back to do it again next week with more great old-time music. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!